didn't expect him to start so quickly into doing this. But I'm not concerned about anything else. Not concerned. Thank you, Jesus. If you have an offering, leave it at the door when you're leaving today, if you want to give. But right now, desires to get over into places that you've been asking him to get over into. Look at this. The law of the Spirit of life, Christ Jesus, set you free. Romans 8. From the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. There's something different about this walk. It's got a tangible God. It's not just a... No. This is vital to us. We don't make up things as we go. But if this is true, if it is true, If this is true, then the same God that comes and petitions a man's heart to come in to Christ, it's the same God that raises up a standard of life in which Isaiah 53, 5 and 2 Peter 2, 24 says, that he bore in his body our infirmities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, Isaiah said, we are healed. And Peter said, we were healed. Jesus said, which is it easier to say? Which is it easier to say? Thy sins be forgiven, or rise up and walk. They're both the same. And he didn't just provide this to a man that stands in the pulpit or a woman that stands in the pulpit. He provided it, as Pastor Dave used to say, to Joe Public and Mary Wallpaper. Anybody that would lift their hands, then they could also turn around and Jesus said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel, and lay hands on the sick. And they will recover. See, ours ought to be, it ought to be a power gospel. It ought to be people look at it and says, you know, you don't do silly stuff to bring attention. But when you pray, God shows up. God shows up. Because that's why we meet here, not for a poem or a good worship, which is great. But we come so we can watch, be filled with him, and experience. So where are you going? I'm going to a place in a few moments. We're going to allow, going to ask you if you want something. You've been standing. Now this is a... If you've been standing for something, and I say standing, I'm not talking about what you're doing right now. You can do that if you want, or be seated. But, thanks, honey. But you've been believing, that's a better word, it'll be more applicable. You've been believing as a Christian. God does things different for a Christian and is the way that he heals than he does for the sinner or the person who doesn't know him. Will he heal a person that doesn't know him, but isn't walking? No, yes, it's not in a pecking order. It's not like you earn. It was the blood of Jesus. So if you can step over and grab hold of that blood, some people in here, you're going through some real difficult things, not just physically, but emotionally. And you're doing a great job putting up a front. I'm not saying you're being hypocritical or a facade. I'm just saying you're trying to move forward and you're trying to make people think that you're happier than you are. But I can tell you this, if you'll stay with us in the Spirit, it's going to be a grace line for healing and ministry of those types of things as well as for the body. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. What law? The law that the moment that I was born again and asked Christ into my life, that law of life, in other words, the Holy Spirit stepped in and brought the law of life that birthed me, and I became a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. All things are passed away. Didn't mean the address where you lived. You didn't lose 20 pounds when you got born again. What happened was the moment you really received Christ. Now I know there's so many people today, God bless them, because of terrible preaching, they just, it's like a quorum or a you know, you got to meet a quote. So pray this prayer. But we got 500 born again. Really. The Bible says that a man must believe in his heart, not with his mind. I mean, I really accept you, Jesus. I really do. But you know what will happen if they do? Man or male or female, when I say man, I'm not excluding you ladies. When you do, you become a new creation. Creature means creation. What happens in that is that there's an appetite change. You don't even have to create the appetite change. You don't try to say, okay, now I made a commitment at church, so I'm going to start doing things different. Let's see. I'll change this. I'll change that. You just innately, just like you took one computer program out of a computer and downloaded another, it just became a new computer. It just a new program. Hallelujah. Your appetites change. You don't want to go there. You don't want to say that anymore. But one thing about it, you know this, you love God and he becomes your hope. And then what happens is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that law becomes a law not only to you spiritually, but it becomes a law physically. It has set you free from the law of sin. In other words, you don't want to do that anymore. Can you occasionally sin? Yes. But that doesn't mean you're a sinner then. It just means You made a mistake. The flesh came out. What do? You don't get saved again. You just say, okay, I missed it. I'm sorry. Forgive me. He does. Cleanses us. And if you need that several times a day, he'll do it again and again. But that law of the Spirit of life, my God, is all encompassing. It not only sets you free from sin. John G. Lake found out that it was the ooze factor. He built his whole ministry in healing on the law of the Spirit of life, because the second part of it said it sets you free from sin, but also from the law of sin and death. Sickness is death. You may not die from a sickness, but it has all the enzymes of death working in it. When he went to Africa, now this has been reported many, many times, and I'm not a doctor, so I don't understand all the scientific things, and I may not have this perfect, but whatever it was would equivocate to, like if you were a professional, you could say, okay, I understand that. That could happen. But when he went to Africa, and they were dying by the thousands, the natives were dying by the thousands by the bubonic plague, and he had a team of people that worked with him, and he got them sold on, hey, there's a immunization, a spiritual immunization, because if you believe it enough, it becomes part of you, that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. And then he didn't just psych them out, like, let's get psyched up. He believed them. They got into a place where they believed, and they said, okay, I'm bigger than this. I've got a force field around me or in me. So this, you know, I've read this, and then I've heard this, but I've read it by documentation. That he led that team in, and they were dying, and they were, you know, the government was just taking bulldozers and building big mass graves, and they were pushing them over. Nobody wanted to touch them because it was highly contagious, that particular plague. But they would carry the bodies and help assist. And they called him one day and they said, nope, we've watched you for like 3 months or whatever. You haven't died because you touching all these people. You're not using gloves or anything. You're just doing all this, helping assist and preaching the gospel at night, trying to save as many as he could. You're handling them, and you got this big team of handling people. Nobody's getting sick. Why? He says, it's easy. This is his testimony. It's easy. The law of the Spirit of life that's in me has set me free from the law of sin and death. That's why I can touch him. That's why I can be around him. And the life of God. So that don't work for me. It don't work for you because you've not matured your faith yet to believe it. But once you get to that point, and you will, if you keep walking and praying in the Holy Ghost and reading the Word of God. But he said, I'll just prove it to you. He said, the next time we find one of these green bodies, I mean, they're just hot off the press. Let's take some spittle froth from out of their mouth or lungs and then look at it. And they did some kind of scientific. They took them into some kind of place where they could look at it. And they looked at it, and all of those, you know, you've looked Lab 101 in high school. You get to look in those things. Whoa, what? I couldn't see that with my eyes. But all those little swimmers, those little things. Oh, yeah, that's those particular ones are the plague. And they've got a so many hour shelf life. They'll live for so many hours even after you take them off a dead body. But he said, I'll tell you what, do this. I want you to see this. And I don't know how this works, but just put some of that that's still alive right on my hand right there. And he did. Then he slid his hand at least up under something that they could look at and see that bacteria. And immediately, I mean, just like immediately, it began to die. It just, they expelled, they just kind of begin to, whatever they do to die, and you can tell that they're dead. They said, what is this? He said, that's what I'm telling you. I've got a law of the Spirit of life. I'm born again. I am born from above. Hallelujah. So it works differently. If I've got a bunch of unbelievers over here and they don't know Christ, how does he heal them? He heals them because he paid the penalty for them. And when I lay my hands on them, or you don't even have to lay, you just speak the word over them. You can send your prayer. God will go and heal them. Why? Because he's wanting them to know he loves them. He loves them. And even before they would accept him or pay any tithe at a church, or join the church, or make a commitment, he loves them. He loves them. He'll heal them. But he heals them from without. An anointing comes and he heals them without. How does he heal you? He heals you from within. You get healed within. You've got healing power working in you even before the Holy Spirit shows up. Now, he'll show up and bring an anointing to touch your faith and bring up all of that. Dave used to say, bring it forward, into a forward position, like it's seated in a place sometimes of dormancy, because you don't really realize who you are, and then the Holy Spirit comes on you, then you have faith. But all that life is already in you. It's resurrection life. So for the sinner or the unbeliever, he'll come out on them and he'll heal them. Why? Because they're supposed to turn and say, well, I feel better. The cancer left. The depression left. The anxiety left. I don't know what happened. Then you get to say, hey, God did that. He loves you. He loves you. But for us, the believer comes up from an inward place. Then you get all of us. We all get a part to play in this. My good buddy sitting on the front row came down to help us, him and his family. When he called me 8 years ago, he's called to Ministry of Helps. But he was running a big insurance office and he was in there. But the thing he was excited about was, Everybody I'm laying my hands on in the office, they're getting healed. Or outside of the office, whatever it was. That's his testimony. You've got a testimony. Because whoever you are in Christ, this will work for you. But then we get an opportunity like today to follow James. And James said, if any is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. I'm an elder. We've got a few more elders. They could lay hands on them. But you might not just be fighting sickness. You might be fighting something else. But what? Yes, sir. What he's telling me is this. You're already fighting this, or you're already standing. I'm not going to make anybody come up. You're not under penalty if you don't. But this call is like this. You could sit there and say, I'm standing, I'm good, I'm confessing, I'm believing, and God will go with that. But he's also saying this, if you're believing and you're on the precipice, right on that edge of saying, I believe a breakthrough is scheduled for me. But if there's an anointing that'll put me over the edge and draw out inside of me that faith that's already in whatever state it's in, it may be infant, adolescent, teenager, or it may be coming into adulthood in faith. Sometimes grace just reaches and grabs and pulls the person forward and solicits inside of them an angle of faith that says, my God, now I see the thing done in a more pristine fashion than I ever saw before. And that gives you just enough to cross the finish line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. is going to come. This will be it. This will be it. I don't have any word. But I can tell you, it's not a pretense. I'm not trying to put on anything, but what I feel in the Spirit. No church tonight. No church tonight. We're going to rest. And I don't care if it takes 10 minutes and we leave, or if it takes 2 hours and we leave. Oh, God, is it? I'm going to ask you to stand. Now, if you're already in a praying position, you can keep praying. Jesus. I need a little help here. You guys, you and get Stephen to help you. Or Mike's here. Okay. Put it up on the... He said, You may have thought, well, I came to hear a good message this morning. Actually, I did have scripture. To start with, I didn't think I did, but then I had scripture. I told Candy, I don't know. All I knew was yesterday, staying in His presence, I knew this was coming. Something's going to be different. But I'm going to ask you, as you will, you don't have to make a rush, or you can slowly come on up. If you're one of those ones that says, I need and I am believing for God to come and touch my faith, and just stand across the front right here and face me. Thank you, Jesus. I might not say anything to you. Maybe you're standing for a child. Maybe you're standing for a husband. Maybe you're standing for a wife. I'm going to need some ushers. Steve, I might need you to help catch. And Mike, help catch if they do. Just follow along with me. This might even be emotional. It might be something. All I can tell you is that there's some kind of compassion. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to lay my hands on you. To everybody, this is not a locked line. In other words, if you weren't in it to start with, you can still get in it later. Marty's kind of helping out, kind of give directions here. But you won't lose your faith just because he asked you. It'll give me an opportunity. Listen. Those of you that are watching online, you're not just watching a studio production. You're in this with us. So with every prayer, you're receiving from God what you need this morning in virtue. Live. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship you. You don't have to even tell me He's here. What your particular need is, you don't even have to. Jesus. your virtue. That's right. Touch him right now, Jesus. The healing virtue of the Lord flow through your body. And I command this thing changed in this hour, right now, present tense. Trigeminal neuralgia, I command you to go out of his body. And in the name of Jesus, I command his mind, his brain renewed, and a virtue coming up out of him, healing his body and even this knee. In the name of Jesus, I command it, made whole in the name of Jesus. Receive. Things will change. Hallelujah. If you're standing in this line or up here to get in this line, I want you to say this with me. I say that at the point of contact, when I am prayed for or when I'm watching, and I say in Jesus' name that at the point of contact, I receive my healing. I receive the healings for others. God will go before me, and his word cannot lie. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right, ma'am, right now, receive this thing. Receive it in your body for your father and for, oh, yes, ma korosete. I just saw him go in there. Jesus. Now. Jesus. Jesus. Virtue, Jesus. In the name. There he is. There he is, son. Receive it. Jesus. Manda keresedi. Mo keresedi. Jesus. Manda keresedi ata. Manda keresedi ata. Mendo hoche benda blasoto. Receive it. You're his. Oh, Jesus. Imande sedi ata. Oma. Moso keresedi. Healing virtue. There he is, honey. That's Christ in you. Jesus. Mando cadesa dieta. Bola ni dieta. His virtue. All of you that are watching and standing, you're praying, right? You're just praying and helping us, creating an atmosphere. Jesus' name. Mala cadesa dieta. Mondo le cadesa dieta. Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord. I'm going to touch you. When I touch you, he's going to touch you. This old thing is going to be washed away. And everything is going to change right now. Our God is a powerful God. Our God does miracles right now. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Receive. Oh, he's doing it. Glory be to God. Jesus. Mende keres et yat. You know, there's a graduation of faith in here. Sometimes people will fall and sometimes they won't. We used to measure all things by the fall, but they didn't get healed. Now we don't care if they fall or don't fall. They all get healed. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Jesus, mende keresi diato, Jesus, lift your hand, son. Hallelujah, mende keresi diato. I release the power of God. There he is. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Mende keresi. You're scheduled for more, young lady. You're scheduled for more. Ma kota, intercession is coming on you. Ma corose te. Ha ha ha. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it keep coming on her, Lord. She's going to birth this thing. Birth it, birth it, birth it, birth it, birth it, says the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. And I release the power of God to you, ma'am. Jesus, I'm going to tell you right now, by the grace of God, and Candy, you come lay hands on her in Jesus' name. I command arthritis come out of your body in Jesus' name. We're not scared. We're not backing up from this thing or anything else that you're standing for right now in Jesus' name. I command your body absolutely healed. And I command whatever this is that you're believing God for made manifest in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm so glad you're here today. Here's a miracle waiting to happen. God saw your heart when you stepped out into the aisle. And in the name of Jesus, I release the power of God to you, ma'am. I don't know you necessarily, but I know God's. Oh, yes, my God, Jesus. What is that? That's a power flow. Jesus. You're going to get something so marvelous from this moment. God's about to touch you. Jesus. Change. There's a change taking place right now in this area. So receive it, my dear sister. Jesus, oh God. Isn't it great to know that a change is taking place? Manda kelesete. God comes in a place like this. Jesus, you're so wonderful. Jesus, you're so wonderful. Manda kelesete. Manda kelesete. Get ready, two of you together. However this thing comes, God's in it. Jesus. He's already gone before you. I mean, this is already settled. It's already settled, saith the Spirit of God. Take no anxiety. It's all going to be okay. It's not going to go bad or wrong or the other way. Jesus. And everything that you're standing for together and individually in the name of Jesus. Mendocare soto, mendocaro soto, ne de la caraso. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Carese diatodo, mendecarese diatodo. Lift up, get ready. Jesus, give him more. The question of his heart, give him more right now. Jesus. Jesus, 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 more, more. Here I solo. Mendia solo. God, yes, Didi. So caressa, Didi. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. Now, I'm not a mind reader. I'm not clairvoyant. I don't know. I can't see inside of you. All I can do is hear. When I hear, I can say things that I really believe. And I'm never going to say anything too personal or anything to embarrass you. I'll never do that. God doesn't do that. But I will say this. Sometime even prior to service, or you were wondering what you were doing coming here and how God, was God in it or did God have some answers? Was So God's answering your heart. He's answering your heart right now. Just by standing in this line, God is saying, see there? This man that you don't know is praying for you, so I must be. God saying, I must be about himself working in your life. So Jesus, touch him right now. Give him this, Lord. And I release the healing power of God in his body. And to him now, be made manifest. In Jesus' name. There you go, dear friend. Hallelujah. Thanks for coming up. Thanks for coming up. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. We could testify we're gonna wait. It's an honor to bring help. This is based on your word, Lord, James said. So we could pull up that last little bit of faith that's already working in the believer. So right now, whatever it takes to go that last bit and see the total or the totality of the miracle taking place. Jesus, right now. Stretch your faith this way. When I said we can tell already about a miracle that's taken place, but let it go to the fullness. So if you would take your hands out there and right here, all of you, and just stretch your faith this way. And just in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Oh, Manso Christe Dia. Live. Command life in him. Absolute life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give her grace, Lord. Father, thank you that you have her physical being in mind and her life in mind. Relax. Relax, kisses, hallelujah, in the spirit on all the what's going in your life. Name's Kirsten, but we call her kisses because we had a granddaughter that couldn't say her name, so she'd call her kisses. So in Jesus' name. Healing to your body. I command that thing that came to be dropped off just like it came in the name of Jesus. I command it come off of you and out of you in the name of Jesus. Release the power of God to her now, Jesus. The enzymes of God, the working power of God, flow to her and through her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm believing with you guys. I'm believing. Let's go all the way. Let's take this thing. In Jesus' name. 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 I release the power of God into their bodies. And I command this thing done by the power of God. Have faith. Both of you have faith. Believe that what you do will be accomplished. It will prosper in the thing, as His Word says. His Word will not return unto Him void. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless her, Jesus. Full healing power to her body. There He is. Ooh. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Jesus. I did not push her. I only had my hand on her face. Jesus. I release the power of God to you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Release. Jesus' name. Virtue. Healing. In Jesus' name. And what she's standing for beyond even what I could know. That part. I call it done. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Okay. Hi, baby girl. So asthma cannot live in your body. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Asthma. Asthma. I command you to come out of her. And I say these symptoms, they're a lie against the truth. And with this mother and father that stand on the word of God, I stand with them and I command this thing cast out this hour in the name of Jesus. By the power of God, these lungs are free from all asthma. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The assignment that's been over you guys that you're standing against and all these things regarding business, I command this thing and under this anointing and the word of God broken now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Okay, you're receiving this for you, your house, your son. Lift up your hands. In Jesus' name. Oh, you got traded off. That's good. In Jesus' name. Release the power of God to you. Jesus, release. Release in Him now. This virtue, this healing power. You lay hands on His family. In Jesus' name. Your glory now, Jesus. Your glory now, Jesus. I command this sickness to go. Hey, you know, I know this is medically speaking, it's the time of year. Everybody's like, okay, this is going around. I understand that, and I'm not refuting. But listen, He invades the enemy. He invades and He'll carry. Now, sickness is one thing. I mean, a cold, a flu, even the corona. That's not a demon. That's a virus. But if you don't think that if the enemy can't do something to push it towards your way or just come with spirits of infirmities, then you're not looking also on the spiritual side of it. So don't allow him to come in the logical, saying, okay, these things are just going around, so it'll come around. Declare even the boldfacedness, even if it's at your door or in your house, declare with boldfacedness, just like you makes you feel like a liar. This is not here. You're not in denial, but I'm saying on the basis of Jesus and his word, you cannot stay here. You cannot live in my body. You cannot stay in our home. So, Father, right now, they're already standing on your word. They have a walk with you. So this is what I was describing, the same scenarios. Standing on a place where you're doing everything you can, and he's recognizing that. He is recognizing that. And that alone would bring all this into fruition, and what you're standing for, it would come about if there wasn't a Bronc Flynn around to do it. If you just did this because you knew how to do it, it'd work if I wasn't here. But I get to be part because I love you so much and love all of you so much to watch God perform a miracle. So in Jesus' name. Jesus, now, your glory, Jesus, oh, Jesus, ooh, my, that tender touch, I felt something pass, Jesus, mandakerese. Go for it, Tiger. Get it. Jesus' name. The hand of God is on you, mighty warrior. Run. Run to the giant. Run to the giant like David did. Take off his head. Stand over him with the sword of the Spirit. And take off his head in the name of Jesus. I command healing, but I command restoration, and I command a miracle, and I command all of this manifest in you and to you in the name of Jesus. Receive. You got it, man. I mean, you got it. You might as well know. Hallelujah. Hey, precious. I just lay my hands on you. You're so precious. God bless her home. God bless her mommy, her daddy, this little one. God's hand is on you. I bless you. I bless you. All the days of her life, your virtue upon her and your grace upon her. Jesus, make her us all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Healing. Healing. Restoration. Coming to live out your days without anything that takes away. So in Jesus' name. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Full restoration. Full restoration. Hey, baby girl. Cough, cough, cough. Yes. I know. Nasty. Yeah. All that junk. Junk, junk, junk. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're healed, and I release the power of God to you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Cough, you come out of her. Congestion, come out of her. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're going to feel so good. Jump on your daddy. Get him when he comes home. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Glad you came up. Release the power of God now. Jesus. Lord, take him. Bring him into fullness. Your grace. Here he is, son. Man, your heart's reaching out to God. It's okay. The washing taking place in your life. I see you going forward on a decision you're making now. I see you going forward. So come on in. He really wants you to be a leader, real strong leader. So that's what he's asking. And I release that power to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You got a sister looks a lot like you, don't you? Am I right? Do you have a sister? No, I thought so. Okay. Okay. Can I pray for you? In Jesus' name, I release the power of God. I command sickness off of your body. It cannot stay. I release the power to you. Healing virtue. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Big brother. That's a good big brother. Bring you to prayer line. So, Stephen, I talked about you Wednesday night. Did you know that? Yeah. Yeah, you did. Did you watch the service?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I was saying good things about you.
What? I've been having the same sore throat.
Sore throat and all that. Okay, so get ready. In Jesus' name, I release the power of God to you. Come off of him and come out of him. In the name of Jesus. Be made whole. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Doing good, man. Hallelujah. You're doing good. We're good. You'll probably get out of here early now. No church tonight. Rest. Thank you for giving. I'm not going to sing that song again. Thank you. I'll get started and then I'll like to hear myself. But Ralph will make sure there's an offering basket. And those of you that are giving online, thank you. Oh, by the way, thank you all of you that gave for Africa. I spoke with Hans when I got back from my mini trip and not just from us. I want to make sure that everybody understands that everybody that was out there watches us, but from other places as well, they were more than able to make their budget. So, and we were able to, because of your generosity, send something really nice, really nice. But hallelujah. Amen. So that $23,000 was all made. You know, God doesn't have a, it's out there. It's out there. And thank you for all of you that were part of it. If God spoke to you, thank you for being obedient. And God is able to make 2 Corinthians 9 all grace abound to you, towards you, that you having all sufficiency have an ability to abound into every good work. Been listening, as I always do, to one of my good teachers, Gary Carpenter, and he said last week, he brought up what Pastor Dave was talking about after a lot of teaching and building, to say this, it just drove home. What we sow for is not for ourselves. We just go into him and we do these things. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things, they're just inadvertently added to us. We're just, wow, man, Oh, boom, there's another blessing. Boom, there's another one. All I was doing was trying to seek first the kingdom and go into God and all these other blessings. Pastor Dave used to say, in contrast to some of the great prosperity teachers that probably love God but mislead people, when they turn it to make it all about yourself, They'll take verses like 2 Corinthians 9, he that soweth little shall reap little, and he that soweth much shall reap much. And they'll make all that which is misconstrued. I mean, if you'd have to have time to break down 8 and 9 to prove that that wasn't nothing, had nothing to do with finances. Like, if I sow more money, I'm going to get more money back. That wasn't even the subject matter. The subject matter was souls and the harvest, getting people born again. I mean, you just have to deny English and logic if once you read that in sequential order. It had nothing to do with your prosperity in the sense of I'm going to sow a 10 and get 100 back, or 100 and get 1,000. It meant the more that you were able to sow financially, that was the part for the purpose of souls being born again. You'd have more souls being born again. In other words, you put your finances into something hopefully like this, and you believe and you say, I believe we're after a right purpose. Then that goes on an eternal reward for you. Now, there are other applications like stewardship. If he can trust you, he tells you to do something and you do it, he'll trust you with more. That's another teaching of itself. That's the stewardship teaching. But just the normal application of knowing that there is a heavenly reward waiting for those who sow. What is that reward? It's people. It's people. You'll get there one day and there'll be all of that account laid up for you. And however he rewards you, boy, it's going to be something special. But you sowed on this earth so that the dividends or the return was more into the kingdom, not bigger and better. And Pastor Dave would say this, if in your giving, this is back to where I started, if in your giving you have you on your mind when you give, he'd say that's the lowest form of giving. If you is on your mind, if you're the one that's the recipient to get back when you give, that's the lowest form of giving. God will take it, but that's the lowest form. Because when you're giving, and then I've got something in that. So you, I don't know, maybe he did or didn't speak to you for Africa, but it doesn't matter, whatever anything is, when he does speak to you, you've got a part in that. Yours may not be thousands, it may be hundreds, or it may be less. But when you get to heaven, you've got an eternal reward because your number's in there. You hear about something, you this is not the way you think, but this serves an example. If you hear like, hey, God told me to put 100 in, but I'm glad the need was met. Whew. That relieves me. No, it doesn't. Because he said in chapter 8 of going into all that, he says, and 8 or 9, he says, as a man purposes in his own heart, so let him give. And it was out of equality. In other words, it wasn't based on, and he said, not based on what a man has not, but what he has. Or was it the other way around? What a man has, not what he has not. But it was all equality. It wasn't like, it was where you were at and what you had. That's where he came to you at. But your heart and my heart is this. If he speaks to us, we obey. No matter, the comparison doesn't matter. Well, they got the need met. Well, you know, not just this thing. I mean, the need is met. And I'm not trying to take up any more for that. But you know, if God speaks to you to do something, even if you learn later it was met, that didn't erase what he told you. Because you're still responsible to do what he told you. If the church secretary, now I'm not talking about our church. Say this with me. The example that he's about to give is not the family prayer center. It may be one day in a good way. But if the church secretary, which was not confidential, which would deserve to be fired because all your giving is confidential. But if she blabbed her mouth to her best friend and said, oh, the church, we meet, you know, we pay all our bills and got $1 million excess above expenses. She blabbed her mouth to her friend, the best friend, and the best friend was the gossip of the church. She told everybody, oh, they got plenty. But God had told you, he'd been telling you, you sow your $100 a month. Or you sow your $500 a month, or $50 a month, or $1,000 or $5,000. Once you found out that there was excess, that didn't relieve you. Didn't relieve you. You've got your own walk with God. And besides for that, even if there's $1 billion in there, somewhere peppered in that is your dollar. And your dollar is providing eternal weight of reward. So I want my, I mean, if ministry's got $10 million in excess and he said, give something to it. And I found out, their needs are met. I wouldn't back up because I knew my dollar was in there somewhere. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Same way with individuality. Like when he said in James, he said, if you saw a brother that was naked and destitute, he wasn't talking about Cousin Vinny's friend and three churches removed. He was talking about somebody you knew and you took your bread with, or you were, he said they were naked and destitute. I mean, they weren't naked, but what he was saying is they were going through rough times, real rough times. It was a possibility of real loss. Now, I'm not responsible, or nobody's responsible for somebody they don't know. But when you take your bread and enter covenant with somebody, when he said they're at a point of any loss, we're not responsible to hold up somebody's, doesn't look like they're going to make their vacation money. No, I'm not responsible to make up their vacation money. They may lose a toy. I'm not responsible. The body of Christ is not responsible to keep somebody from losing a toy. But we are responsible. He said, if you say to that man that you're covenant with, hey, I know you're going through something, real, real something. Be warmed and be filled. In other words, pat on the back, I'm praying for you. He said, and he was using all that as an example, that if you say you have faith and have no works with it, it's nothing. Faith has works with it. in the same way in giving and everything. We're only responsible for this, whether it's corporately, individually. We're responsible to hear God and obey God. Well, I don't hear Him. Well, what do you purpose in your heart? Well, I don't never hear that. Well, something's a little wrong, because Matthew 5 says, when you pray, when you fast, got those two down, and when you give, there's three wins that ought to be just peppered in your life. Sometimes you won't have the giving capacity, but boy, you're just like jonesing, you know, jonesing, like, I can't wait. I like the win of prayer, Pastor. Don't care so much for the win of fasting, Pastor. But boy, you go into Him, you're always like looking. What are you saying? Because I'm a cock pistle. Whatever He says. Hallelujah. Amen. If I do it now, let you go, I've got you out early, 5 minutes early. There was a basket at the back door, and we love you so much, those that you've watched, and all of you here, you are precious in His sight. Red, yellow, black, and white. Hallelujah. You are precious in His sight. Hallelujah. Jesus loves all the little children of the world. Is that right, Alex? Hallelujah. We used to sing that in Sunday school. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Did we play you out? Oh, pretty good. You did good. Some tag team work here. So let me bless you, pray over you. Have a great day. Get some rest. Have a wonderful lunch, dinner with your family, your friends, individuals. Father, I bless this day. I bless their life. And I pray that Your blessings be upon them in body, soul, and spirit. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day. Marty's going to give us something to carry this out.